The following is a presentation of the Town of North Hempstead's Project Independence and WCWP. Welcome to Project Independence and you.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. We're going to go right into old-time radio, which is Boston Blackie, The Stolen Ring.
NSO presents Boston Blackie, starring Chester Morris.
Faraday, just because we're going out to have Christmas dinner together, don't forget you're driving an automobile, not a sleigh.
Now, Blackie, okay. Don't tell me you object to Inspector Faraday's being full of Christmas spirit on Christmas Eve.
No, Mary, I just object to his voice.
Very amusing. Blackie, I know now what I should have given you for Christmas. A sense of humor.
If I didn't already have one, how could I tolerate you?
Well, somebody should give you both a book of instructions on how to get along.
Yeah, especially he. Him.
You know we're only kidding, Mary.
We are.
Stop that man! Stop that man!
What?
Hey, did you hear that, Blackie?
Stop it!
Oh,
I only hear it, I see it. Shopkeeper's chasing a man up the street. Step on it, Faraday. We can catch him.
Don't tell me what to do.
Pull up to the curb now, Inspector, and I can grab him.
Now, take it easy.
Okay, we just passed him. Wait, don't jump till I've slowed down a little.
Well, hurry up, or he'll pass us.
Now, Blackie, be careful.
You mean, Blackie, be quick.
Well, now look out.
Here goes. All right, you. You hold it right here now.
Let go of me, Matt. Let go of me.
Sure, as soon as the shopkeeper,
gets here.
And here he comes.
Hold on to him. He took 4 diamond rings out of my store.
Give me those rings. Give them to me.
I don't have no rings of yours, Mac.
Oh, yes, you do. Right in your pocket here. I've watched you since you ran out of the store. You couldn't have given them to anybody.
I'll hold them while you say.
Yeah, look.
Okay. Why, they're not here.
No, because I didn't take nothing, see?
Well, where are my rings? I want those rings.
So go find them. Only I got news for you. You ain't gonna find them on me.
And now on to Dick Calmer as Boston Blackie. Enemy to those who make him an enemy. Friend to those who have no friend.
He took the rings out of the tray on the counter here, Inspector Faraday.
You said that.
Yes, but he did. He took the rings and ran out that door.
Sorry, Mr. Stacy. Unless I find the stolen rings on this guy here, what can I do about it?
Nothing, Faraday. Absolutely nothing.
Quiet, you.
Look, Blackie, you and this copper pal of yours searched me twice. Out on the street and here in the store. The rings ain't on me.
But they are. You took them. I saw you.
If I took them, Mac, where are they now?
I have a pretty good idea.
I hope it's better than pretty good, Blackie, because this guy's made 4 rings do a pretty good disappearing act.
And I know how, too.
Yeah.
He threw them away when he saw he was being chased.
That's a lie.
Yes. Yes, he could have done that. He could have.
I'd like to bet he didn't.
Oh, go ahead, bet. Only let me alone. It's Christmas Eve. I got some place to go.
I'll say you have. To headquarters, where I'm going to hold you until I find out who you are. And if you want it for anything else.
The only thing I want it for is Christmas Eve dinner. Hey, Blackie.
Yeah?
You're supposed to be such a genius. What happened?
Friend, before I'm through with you, for your Christmas dinner, I'm going to make you eat those words.
All visitors back behind the ropes, please. The passengers are coming down the gangplank now.
Hey, God. God.
Yes, what is it?
My name's Clark. I'm here to pick up a guy who don't speak English. Say not a word of it. Will you help me find him?
You know what he looks like?
Yeah, he's a big guy, about 6'6", maybe 250 pounds. His name's Abby.
Well, there's a big guy coming down the gangplank now with a sign on him. Maybe that's the guy.
Oh, yeah, he looks like the guy I want. Hey, Abby! Abby!
Yeah, he's coming over, so I guess he understands his name, even if he doesn't understand English.
Yeah, I guess so. Thanks.
No trouble at all. All visitors behind the ropes, please.
He took you for a ride.
Sanya Abbey. Bolo Grino. Redsome Clark.
Redsome Clark. Braga.
Sit up, Abbey, you big jerk.
Braga. Redsome Clark.
All right. You don't know what I'm talking about, Abbey, because you don't know a word of English. But you use a gun good. Pretty good, they tell me. And if you do, we'll be speaking the same language, all right. Where are those rings, Martin? Where are they?
Listen, Clark, I told you I don't have them.
You're lying. I know you took them out of the store because I saw you run out of the place and beat it up the street.
Well, if you'd hung around, you'd have seen me nabbed and hauled off to police headquarters.
If you were caught by the police, you'd still be in jail.
Not me. I ain't got no record, remember? Blackie and that cop Faraday took me down there, checked on me, and let me go.
All right, you ran into trouble, but you got out of it. Now, where are those rings?
I ain't got them.
You took them out of the store, so why haven't you got them?
Calm down and give me a chance to tell you.
I'll give you just 10 seconds to hand over those rings. I spotted the jewelry store and cased it for you. Now, don't try to cross me.
Hey, now, look, don't get tough, or maybe I'll just leave the rings lay right where they are.
Oh, you will.
Yeah, I will. Hey, let go of me.
Sure. After I've taught you a little lesson.
Huh?
Hey, Abby, atone him.
Hey, who's that monster?
He's a character wanted for murder in Europe. A friend of mine sent him to me for Christmas.
Friend, huh?
He don't understand no English, but he's tough. I'm going to prove that to you.
Yeah?
Abby.
There's Bruno.
Abby, lead a lock.
Senna.
Hey.
Senna.
Hey, call this guy off. Call him off, I'll tell you. Call him off.
Senna.
Almost broke my jaw, Clark.
Abby. Struf Kandelak.
Yes, Dragana.
You lay off now, Martin. That is, unless you still have the idea you're not telling me what you did with those rings.
Sure, I'll tell you. When the jeweler was chasing me, I see a Santa Claus up the street ringing his bell and collecting stuff.
So?
So when I passed him just before Blackie grabbed me, I threw the rings in a big iron pot the Santa Claus had. Nobody saw me, and I know how to get them back.
You better. Now, I thought for a minute there that you was going to be the only guy in history who gave Santa Claus a present.
Blackie, what's the matter with you and Inspector Faraday? Everybody else in this restaurant is having fun, but look at you two.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mary, but I don't like what that guy Joe Martin did to us this evening.
And I don't like the fact that we had nothing on him in the file at headquarters.
No, eat your dinner, both of you.
All right.
This is Christmas Eve, and we're supposed to be having a party.
When we let Martin go, my appetite went with him.
Well,
Blackie, what did he do with those rings?
Who knows? He took them, according to the jeweler, but he got rid of them somehow without being seen. Apparently, he didn't throw them away because we searched the street.
Nope. When you two see Santa Claus, tell him that what you want for Christmas is an explanation of how Martin got rid of those rings.
Hey, wait a minute, Mary. That's not a bad thought.
Hmm?
No. I know how those rings were hidden and why they haven't been found.
Oh, now, wait a minute, Blackie. What's Santa Claus got to do with that?
Martin gave the rings to Santa Claus.
What? Blackie, haven't you heard? There ain't no Santa Claus.
There was one ringing a little bell on the corner near the jewelry store.
Yes, and Martin passed him just a few seconds before I caught up with him.
Yeah, but how would Martin give those rings to Santa Claus without Santa Claus knowing it?
By tossing them in his collection bucket, Faraday. Come on, we're getting out of here.
Blackie, that Santa Claus won't still be there.
No, but all those street corner Saint Nicks are working for the Welfare Society.
Yeah, so?
I'll call them, and they'll tell me where we can find the guy.
You think Santa Claus still has the rings, huh?
Yeah. If Martin hasn't found him by now and taken them back, in which case we'll find Santa Claus has been clipped.
Joe Martin, Clark.
Come in.
It's me.
Never mind the introduction. Where are the rings?
Well, keep Two-Ton Tony from Tibet away from me. I got the rings right here.
Well, where I want them is right here in my hand.
Sure. Here you are.
Thanks. Have any trouble with Santa Claus?
Yeah, the plan worked great.
Good.
You'll never even be able to tell anybody I was there.
Now, be a good little boy, and I take you in to see Santa Claus, Faraday, and maybe he'll bring you a nice little promotion.
Yeah. Look, he's an off-duty Santa Claus right now.
I know.
According to the Welfare Society, his name is Henry James. How many more flights are there? Only this is a fine way to spend Christmas Eve.
Yeah, we may spend from now till New Year's working on a murder case, Faraday, if the welfare agency was right.
Yeah.
And another guy phoned for information about the same Santa Claus just before we did.
I know.
Oh, finally, here's the door.
If he's in the kind of trouble you claim he is, he won't be in any condition to answer the door.
Don't remind me.
You and your theories. You had no right to think he's dead.
I hope I'm wrong. But I'll guarantee if he's not dead, he's tied up or unconscious or both.
Yeah, well, if you're so smart, you have that all figured out. You ought to be smart enough to know the only way we'll get in is to open the door ourselves.
Brilliant deduction, Inspector.
Yeah, that's all mine.
I'll try the door to see if it's locked.
Blackie, how do you think up such wonderful ideas?
Uh-oh. Somebody's opened it for us.
Well, sorry to keep you gentlemen waiting so long. I was taking a nap.
Are you Henry James?
Yes.
The Santa Claus on the corner near that jewelry store that was robbed earlier this evening?
Yes, yes, I am.
Well, I'm Boston Blackie, and this is Inspector Faraday of the police.
Oh, how do you do?
How are you?
I saw you catch the thief, Blackie.
You did?
Won't you come in?
Thank you. James.
Yeah?
Did you have a visitor a little while ago?
A visitor?
Yeah.
Oh, I had no visitor.
No one came here and held you up to get back the four stolen rings he tossed in your collection?
Why, no, Inspector Faraday. No one's been here. And my collection bucket's right here on the table, untouched.
This collection bucket of yours hasn't been touched, James?
Certainly not.
Blackie, according to you, Joe Martin tossed the rings in the Santa Claus collection bucket. This is it.
I know.
According to you, Martin called the Welfare Society and found out where this particular Santa Claus lived.
Somebody asked about Mr. James before I called.
You don't say. But Mr. James says nobody's been here.
Well, he ought to know.
And you ought to know how ridiculous you are. Mm. I've looked through this collection bucket and there are no rings here. Nothing but coins. Santa Claus wasn't held up here. No rings were ever dropped in his bucket out on the street. Blackie, how wrong can a guy get?
Now, back to Boston Blackie. Joe Martin steals four rings from a jewelry store. Just before he is caught by Boston Blackie, he runs down the street and tosses the rings into the collection box of a street corner Santa Claus. Later, at Santa's room, he apparently recovers the jewelry. But when Blackie and Inspector Faraday come to see Santa, Santa, whose real name is Henry James, insists that his collection box has not been touched. As we return to our story, Blackie continues his questioning of Santa Claus.
Look, Mr. James.
Yeah, Blackie?
Faraday is going back to headquarters because he thinks I'm wrong.
Well, maybe he's right.
But I still say that Martin tossed those rings into your collection bucket.
Believe me, Blackie, the collection is right here. It's untouched.
Yeah.
I was about to take it to the Welfare Society, and as I said before, no one's been here to see me. No one but you and the inspector.
You're sure you're not playing Santa Claus to Joe Martin?
Working with a thief? I should say not. I don't know why you should think so.
Because when I called the Welfare Society to get your name and address, I was told there'd been another call inquiring about you just a half an hour before.
Is that so?
I think that was Joe Martin calling to find out where he could find you.
Well, no Joe Martin came here, Blackie. In fact, nobody did.
And you've been right here in your room ever since you came back to get out of your Santa Claus suit?
Yeah, Blackie. Every minute, every... No, wait. I was out for just a minute on the telephone at the end of the hall.
Who was on the phone and when was this?
Oh, about 20 minutes ago. It was a man at the Welfare Society asked me if I'd collected a lot of money tonight.
Did the man say who he was?
No, just that he was an officer of the society. I wouldn't have known him if he had given his name. I work for the society only at Christmas time.
That's it, then. While you were on the phone talking to Martin or some friend of his, either Martin or an accomplice slipped in here and got back those stolen rings. Isn't that possible?
Well, yes, it is. My back was to the hall while I was on the phone, and the door to this room was partially open.
And thanks to what you've just told me, Mr. James, this case is practically closed. Now, Mary, don't stuff me so full of pillows that I can't stand
up. Blackie, you want to look like a big, fat, jolly Santa Claus, don't you?
Yes, but not like an overstuffed chair.
There. You're well padded and your coat's buttoned up. Now, try on your beard and let's see how you look.
Say, if I get clipped with this thing on my face, you might say my assailant is beating around the bush.
Oh, Blackie.
Well, how do I look?
With your cap on, I'd never know you, and that would be all right with me.
Well, you think that Joe Martin will know me?
Oh, I don't think so. He doesn't know you as well as I do to begin with. I wish you wouldn't try this, though, Blackie.
It's the only thing I can do, since Faraday wouldn't give me any help but Martin's address.
Well, in a way, he can't be blamed for not offering you any help. This isn't a murder case.
That's
and
true.
Besides, you've been wrong all along.
According to him, that is.
Well,
young lady, hand me that sack of phony presents, and I'll put this case in the bag.
You're listening to LIU Post Public Radio.